Charity Case with Benefits by May Glenn, read by Kath. A Roswell, New Mexico story featuring Maria DeLuca, Michael Guerin, Alex Maines. Notes: If Isabel's car broke down on the way back from the reservation.
All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between.
Well, this is awkward, Michael said unhelpfully. There's nothing awkward about this, Maria insisted. Unless you're going to make it awkward, Alex said, desperately trying not to make it awkward. I can sleep on the pullout, Michael offered. No, I should offer to sleep on the pullout, Alex said. Not quite an offer.
You guys keep saying pullout, and that's making this way more awkward, Maria laughed, and that broke the tension.
They were stuck in a wacky motel in the middle of nowhere after Isabel's car broke down on the way back from the reservation, and after much discussion of there's no possible way three dudes are fitting in one queen bed, especially when one of them is Max Beefcake Evans, they split the only two single queen rooms, one with a pull-out couch bed, by Isabel and Max, and Maria, Michael, and Alex.
We've already had a threesome. How hard is this going to be? Maria asked, still snorting with laughter.
Don't say hard, Michael said, rolling over in bed to tickle her sides. This made her shriek and thrash, and the headboard hit the wall.
Oh, now they definitely think we're having sex, Alex groaned.
Well, Michael said, and let that hang, perhaps afraid of finishing the sentence. It was up to Maria then, as usual.
Alex, I didn't want you to leave that morning, Maria tried, and you know Guerin didn't.
They were all laying more or less on their backs in the dark, Michael in the middle. If Michael was her heart, that alone should tell Alex how much she trusted him with it, how she was okay with sharing Michael if it made all three of them happy. Instead, no God, they had to be so fussy. They both loved her, she knew that, and that made it okay for her to try to figure out what was going on between them.
I know, Alex said softly. Then he took a deep breath, but Michael spoke first.
Why did you say used to think we'd end up together? Michael sounded almost hurt, if she didn't know any better.
Why did you agree with me? Alex replied.
He sounded too tired to be heard, as if that was the moral high ground.
I'm sorry, you said what to each other? Maria said, clambering over them. She needed to be within slugging range of both of them, and shoving Guerin over.
He went where directed quite meekly, which was something she loved about him.
After that beautiful night?
Beautiful, Michael repeated, timidly looking at Alex for confirmation. I thought it was like a goodbye. I knew I wanted to try things with you, and...
It was more like a ciao, Maria said firmly, annoyed and sitting up.
It can mean hello or goodbye, depending on context.
It's 2019 and we're all grown-ass adults. Do you think we can't work this out?
I'd suggest another threesome, but apparently you two live up to stereotypes and don't talk.
Alex, who had been quiet throughout this exchange, still thought loudly.
He chose you, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm getting to be okay with that.
Alex, Maria said. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Michael doesn't have to choose unless he wants to.
Or, I guess, unless you want him to.
I don't want him to have to.
You don't? Michael asked. His eyes were huge, like they had been in the airstream when she took his hand and pulled him down between them.
What are we doing? He had asked. She had thought her, it's okay, had been explanation enough.
Clearly it hadn't.
No, I don't. You obviously love Alex, even though you two seem to keep hurting each other. I love you, and I know you love me. Why would I want to keep you from loving Alex? Is your love finite?
She turned back around to Alex, who actually jumped a little.
Was it the threesome? Was that too much? We can discuss boundaries.
Alex laughed, blushing. I promise, the proximity of your vagina was not what scared me off.
No, I know. I mean, was it because you had three whole feelings and that's what scared you off? Maria said and kissed his cheek.
In my defense, it was at least five. Alex replied, sheepish. Possibly as many as seven.
Maria sat back and looked between them in the dark. Now, I know this isn't my job or my business strictly, but we'll call it a charity case with benefits. Michael, how do you feel about Alex and me? Be honest now, I'm still psychic. She took off her necklace just to be sure.
I love you both, Michael said immediately. Either because he secretly was the biggest alien sap in Roswell, and that was with Max Evans for competition, or because he was afraid of lying to her. If it has to be different kinds of love, I can do that. But I could never stop loving either of you. My love is not finite.
Maria, struck by the tenderness of a man who deep down was just the little boy who never got to have or keep anything he wanted, brushed her fingers through his hair, heedless of his fragile curls.
She never let him touch her hair, but he loved it when she touched his.
Alex's lip was already trembling, so minutely she could barely see it, even before she said, Alex, what about you?
I don't want either of you to ever not be a part of my life again, he said, all in a rush, the most certain about that.
The next part came slower.
Even though it hurts to see you together, I'm trying not to be jealous. I'm just stuck on Garen, and you're my best friend.
Stuck on? Maria repeated.
Alex required a sterner tone, something to push against.
So you want me to handle the anniversaries and romantic dinners, and you just want to fuck him occasionally?
No, Alex said, appropriately scandalized.
He seemed to think about what he wanted to say this time, and then sort of gave up.
You're terrible at remembering dates. I would obviously handle the anniversaries, hypothetically, if we both dated him and remained best friends.
Oh, hypothetically, Maria said, like she was letting him think this was all his idea and she was just agreeing with him.
And she knew it, and he knew it too.
Can we just, Alex began miserably, can we just pretend I never walked out on that morning and try again?
I vote we do the evening part over again too, Michael said, raising his hand adorably like he was actually voting. Just to be clear, you're talking about the threesome and not the part where I got stabbed, Alex laughed.
I mean, Michael teased, running his tongue over the inside of his cheek. Oh, you too, Maria said, annoyed, only to find that they both were not only looking at her then, but actually looking to her, like she was the one in charge of directing whatever this was going to be. And if that wasn't an I love you from Alex right there, she didn't know what was. He never gave up control of anything. She took a deep breath, wondering if this was a project she actually wanted to take on. And like the mercenary she was, she weighed the pros and cons. The emotional labor of managing two emotionally constipated male egos against the amount of love she'd get in return. Not to mention the other perks. The upper body strength, free car repairs and computer repairs, and breakfast in bed and physical care and protection, which she didn't need but wanted. Someone to make the bed with military corners, the music and jam sessions, the math wasn't hard. But let's sleep on it, she said firmly. If you two solve all your problems with sex, this will be good for you.
Not all of them, Michael protested petulantly.
But Maria was already situating herself in between them for bed, her knees and elbows and pillow adjusting ruining any kind of romantic mood. Rolling toward Michael, she said, Alex, you're on big spoon duty.
I'm usually a back sleeper, Alex said, shoving her over, and Garen with her.
Well, when you're not sharing a queen-sized bed with two other adults, you can be picky, Maria grunted, pushing back against him. No more threesomes until one of us buys a king.
We managed the Airstream fine. How is this not working? Michael complained, nearly falling off the bed.
Oh, would you just go to sleep? Isabel called from the next room, banging on the very thin wall.
How much of that did you hear? Maria demanded, sitting bolt upright.
Enough. Congratulations. Please go the fuck to sleep.
I'm going to murder her, Maria grumbled, squeezing Garen close as Alex pulled her closer. "You can't. She's your great-great-whatever aunt," Michael protested.
"Heard that too. Sweet dreams, Thrupple."
"A nothing at all."
The end.